This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Hyperbaric Medical Solutions. If you suffer from a diabetic complication, radiation damage, stroke, or a degenerative condition, hyperbaric oxygen therapy may be right for you. Call Hyperbaric Medical Solutions at 844-877-HBOT or visit hyperbaricmedicalsolutions.com/Hoffman to learn more.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got plenty of time to answer your questions. 888-302-3684. Anything is fair game within the fields of medicine and nutrition, and we've got lots to talk about. It's been a busy week on the nutrition front. I hope you've been doing something healthy on your behalf this weekend, and you can start out by listening to an hour or two of Intelligent Medicine. You'll get health tips, news that you can use for yourselves, for your family. And we'll start out talking a little bit about exercise. 888-302-3684 is our number. And I'm a big believer in exercise. I think that is not an exaggeration, something that you are well familiar with. This morning I took my customary Saturday morning run. The weather was nice, perfect temperature in the kind of mid-60s out here where I'm broadcasting from. Not a lot of wind, kind of cloudy, so the sun wasn't beating down. Ideal temperature for a four-mile run. And it turns out, according to a new article, regular physical activity is, quote, a magic bullet for the pandemics of obesity and cardiovascular disease. There's actually a study on it. It's written by Dr. Charles Hennekins. It's titled, Regular Physical Activity, a Magic Bullet for the Pandemics of Obesity and Cardiovascular Disease. And the statistics are rather grim on this. Only about 20% of Americans, that's 23% of men, and just 18% of women, engage in recommended levels of regular physical activity. About 64% never do any physical activity. In Europe, the statistics aren't much better. Only 33% engage in physical activity with some regularity. 42% don't do anything. So in this study, they found that brisk walking for only 20 minutes a day burns about 700 calories a week, and it results in a 30 to 40% reduced risk of coronary heart disease. And no one should be exempt from that recommendation. It can be performed even by the elderly. Starting in the 30s, Americans and many Europeans tend to gain between 1 and 3 pounds of body weight per year. Yeah, does that sound familiar? By 55, many are between 30 and 50 pounds overweight. So what's happening is you get a net increase in your adipose tissue mass, which is metabolically toxic fat, and you get a loss of lean body mass called sarcopenia. And it turns out that it's not just walking or aerobic exercise. Resistance exercise is important, lifting weights, which it's been shown can be safely performed even in the elderly and in patients with heart failure. And with resistance training, you get an increase in lean body mass, which helps to stave off the inevitable age-related sarcopenia. That's loss of muscle mass that occurs with aging. You get improved maintenance of muscle mass strength and a decreased risk of osteoporosis-related bone fractures. So according to the study, here's the statistics. Lack of physical activity accounts for 22% of coronary heart disease, 22% of colon cancer, 18% of osteoporotic fractures, 12% of diabetes and hypertension, and 5% of breast cancer. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, those are just conservative estimates. Cardiovascular disease is now the leading killer worldwide. And decreasing levels of physical activity are part of that equation. All right, and a companion article on the same theme. Can a healthy lifestyle prevent cancer? Now, we had an article recently, kind of a naysaying article saying, look, cancer is the luck of the draw. If you've got bad genes and you live long enough, sufficient mutations will occur in your cells, so you'll get cancer. You could be on the healthiest diet. You could exercise your brains off. You could take vitamins, supplements galore. It's just a matter of luck. And that's a very fatalistic view that is really contradicted by this study. It's in Journal of the American Medical Association. A large proportion of cancer cases and deaths among U.S. individuals might be prevented through four simple lifestyle measures. Okay, so what are those four simple lifestyle measures? Well, number one, never smoke. If you're smoking, stop smoking. Number two, drink moderately. And there, you know, that's kind of controversial because some studies suggest, oh, you should drink a little bit because that'll confer health benefits. In this study, drinking zero or less drinks per day for women, that's pretty moderate, right? Zero or less. How do you drink less than a zero? Oh, sorry. One or less drink a day for women. There's a misprint here. One or less drink a day for women. Two or less drinks a day for men. That's number two. Having a body mass index of at least 18.5, being too skinny, is a risk factor for dying. But lower than 27.5. And 27.5 gives you an allowance to have a little bit extra body fat. A weekly aerobic physical activity of at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity, or, if you choose, compress it into 75 minutes of vigorous intensity. That's per week. That's not a lot. What is that? 30 minutes, three or four times, just 30 minutes, three times a week of intense activity, or 50 minutes, three times a week of moderate intensity. And individuals who met all four criteria were considered low risk. Everybody else who did not meet those criteria, relatively high risk. The authors suggest about 20 to 40% of cancer cases and about half of cancer deaths could potentially be prevented through modifications to adopt the healthy lifestyle pattern of the low-risk group. So what are those four things again? Don't smoke. Drink moderately. Have a BMI greater than 18.5 but lower than 27.5. In other words, keep lean. And exercise. Exercise moderately. 150 minutes per week or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity per week. I think I meet those criteria, and many of you do. You're living a healthy lifestyle. Is that going to be a total bulwark against all misfortune? No. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, but you'll dramatically reduce your risk of health problems. You'll live longer and probably live better, not suffering from debilitating degenerative diseases, aches and pains, and exhaustion that so often accompanies people who are highly medicalized over the age of 60. 888-302-3684 is our number. We invite your phone calls. We got lots more to talk about, though, on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 in free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684. We got lots to talk about, but let's take a call now from Irene in Michigan. How you doing, Irene?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm a senior citizen. I'm 67 years old, and I was recently told that I have peripheral artery disease.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have like pain on walking?
I notice the pain a little bit more when I'm like at rest than I do when I'm walking.
That doesn't really square with peripheral artery disease.
Well, what I noticed is that my left foot at night gets a little colder than my right.
Yeah.
So when I had the test done with the blood pressure cuffs, that's what they told me that I had.
Yeah. Do you have, did you have a Doppler test?
Yes.
That's the blood pressure cuff that you're talking about.
Right.
Okay. Well, so they say you have a drop in circulation. Well, why do they think you have that? Do you have high cholesterol? Have you been a smoker? What's going on there? Diabetes?
Well, I might be on the borderline of diabetes, but I'm not on anything for it, so I've been really watching I'm eating, and my cholesterol, I think my LDL was just a little bit elevated.
Yeah. What kind of doctor gave you that diagnosis? Did you go see a just a regular internal medicine doctor, or did you see a peripheral vascular specialist?
Right, it was a vascular, I believe, doctor.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's where he got my report from.
Okay.
And that's what he believes is what's happening, because the top of my foot, I guess, they couldn't feel a pulse.
Okay, that starts to make sense. You know, the reason I ask is because, you know, people who have leg weakness or pain, you can basically divide them into two types. The people who have that at rest, and it's alleviated by walking, and people who have it, don't have it at rest, but it's worse when they walk, and it's worse when they walk because there's more of an oxygen demand. There's a need for a blood circulation when you exercise, and there's not enough blood flow, and then you get pain. But there's another type of problem, which is spinal stenosis, common also in this age group, where people have pain, but once they get moving, they mobilize and they feel better. So I guess the diagnosis is correct. Let's assume it is. Did the doctor tell you to take some medications?
Yes, he did, and I'm not thrilled with it.
And what are they?
One of them is Plateau. And the other one, he wanted me to go on a statin drug and a baby aspirin.
Okay, so he's giving you blood thinners, and I think he's giving you something that used to be called Trentyl, which promotes circulation. Which doesn't really work that well. Look, I'm not here to tell you not to take these medications, but there's some natural things that you can do. You know, first of all, you know, lifestyle, that's important. Optimize your weight, optimize your blood sugar, optimize your cholesterol, be on a really clean diet. Check out our salad and salmon diet for a template. Find it at drhoffman.com. Adhere to it carefully. Begin exercising. Now, you may be tired. Your legs may be sore when you exercise, but actually that's a good way to reestablish circulation to your legs. So don't give up the ghost on exercise. And then there's some specific supplements that could really make a difference. Studies have shown that fish oil can be beneficial. Do you take fish oil yet at this point?
I take, I think it's 500 milligrams of krill oil.
Yeah, krill is, in my opinion, as effective as fish oil. It's not as potent or concentrated. So you might want to take 4 capsules of molecularly distilled fish oil. Nordic Naturals makes good fish oil. We also stock a variety of brands at drhoffman.com. Pycnogenol, really good circulatory enhancer. You might take a couple of those every day. chiolic aged garlic extract is shown to really enhance circulation, even reverse calcified plaque in arteries. So that's something that you may want to take, and the dosage there would be 4 a day to achieve benefits. Magnesium. Magnesium is great for vasodilating, for causing your blood vessels to relax. That's an important thing that needs to happen when you have claudication. And consider coenzyme Q10, because
I started taking that.
Good. So that's, or even better yet, ubiquinol, which is actually more bioavailable and potent. That'll actually enhance the energetics, the energy uptake in your cells.
Even though they're oxygen deprived. I've been taking that 200 milligrams. Does that sound pretty good on that?
If it's ubiquinol, yeah, that's good. That should be fine. And also consider resveratrol, because resveratrol has anti-atherosclerosis properties. It sounds like I'm going through a litany of things, but all of these have benefits, and you may want to take a synergy of supplements that have good effects. Consider curcumin, because curcumin has anti-atherosclerosis effects. There's also evidence that vitamin E may be beneficial here. The Shoot brothers, way back in the 1960s, were big advocates of vitamin E for claudication. And the type of vitamin E that I like is something called Maxi Gamma E or E-Gems, a couple of different brands that concentrate the gamma tocopherol fraction of vitamin E. And you probably would want to take more than just 100 or 200, more like 800 of vitamin E per day. That could have circulatory benefits. Finally, consider chelation therapy if someone in your area, if there's a physician who offers chelation therapy, because that's a great way to restore arterial circulation if you have blockage, whether it's to the head, to the heart, or to the legs. There you go. Thanks for your call, Irene. All the best to you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. We invite your calls, and we've got more to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. And you don't care to call during this hour. You're busy. You're driving. You can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. And we'll take your question, and we'll answer it in detail during our weekly Q&A with Layla, one of our weekly features that you can access via your computer or mobile device just by going to drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher. You can get great information all week long with Intelligent Medicine. All right, here's something kind of weird. The National Football League sent out a strange email last week to its players, warning them to be careful about contaminated meat in Mexico and China. What's up with that? Well, it turns out that a player for the Texans actually failed a drug test after eating the tainted meat. Now, in the past, this has been used as kind of a bogus excuse. People have said, oh, I'm not really doping. I'm not taking anabolic steroids. I just took a vitamin. You know, it's kind of like the A-Rod defense. I didn't know what was in it. I just took a pill, and it was, they said it was natural, but actually it had some concealed steroids in it, which is actually, you never know with some of these very strange supplements. Not the usual things that you buy in U.S. health food stores, but, you know, some of these things that you get from foreign countries and special sports performance-enhancing supplements, they could be tainted. But this is something quite different. This is just regular old food from certain countries where clenbuterol, which is a powerful anabolic steroid, is given to animals to produce lean meat. Yeah, I mean, it's going to make your meat more lean and pump up your muscles if you take it as a human. But this is something that they do in foreign countries. In fact, until 1991, it was used illegally in the U.S. to gain competitive advantage in some show animals, such as calves, lambs, and pigs. They look more awesome when they were given steroids. But the illegal use of the drug was thought to be a public health concern, and so it was banned. In Europe, there have been several outbreaks of illnesses related to ingesting meat laced with clenbuterol. It's dangerous. It can affect lung and heart function in people who have been exposed to contaminated meat. So there's actually a report from 2011. More than 2,000 athletes from at least 181 countries were due to compete in an aquatics championship in Shanghai. They were told to avoid eating Chinese beef or pork due to the continued problem of clenbuterol use in the livestock over there in China. And this is in spite of the fact that China has outlawed the drug in 2002, but it's a free fire zone over there. There's all kinds of stuff going on in that big, sprawling, unregulated country, which can expose people to all manner of mayhem. Now, what complicates this story is that in an effort to level the playing field for importers of foreign meats and produce, the U.S. government has seen fit to prevent labeling of the country of origin on many products. So how you go, no? And it's a little bit like preventing GMO labeling. They won't let you say that something is GMO, and they won't let you find out that something is coming from a country where standards are very suspect. And so this continues to pose a problem for people consuming animal products. And I'm not saying per se animal products are dangerous. There are sources of natural grass-fed beef, pork, lamb that are organic, certified, free of this taint. But you gotta be careful, because the illicit use of hormones is a rampant problem in animal agriculture. 888-302-3684 is their number. Are you busy? I am busy. I got to say, I am very busy. I'm constantly doing stuff. Rarely am I idle, although I kind of enjoy downtime, you know, just watch a ball game, you know, flip through Facebook, idle. But most of the time, I'm busy. I'm challenged. I'm running around. I'm making appointments. I'm seeing patients. I'm getting ready for the show. I'm reading. I'm doing projects. Lately, I've started getting back into photography. I am a busy person. And it turns out that's good for you. Busy people may have better functioning brains in old age than those who are less busy, scientists have suggested. Now, the problem of being too busy can create stress. You say, well, I'm too busy. Well, maybe that's not bad, because a healthy, busy lifestyle is associated with improved cognitive function. This, according to the Dallas Lifespan Brain Study. There are benefits when it comes to working memory, reasoning, and vocabulary. A total of 330 volunteers aged 50 to 89 filled in questionnaires. And what they found was that there was a strong association between busyness and memory. So the fly in the ointment on this is this correlation or causation? Is being busy protective of memory, or is if you're able to be busy, does that mean you got better cognitive function to stay busy? All right? It may be simply that people who lose cognitive function become lazy, inert, and idle. So this study does not necessarily mean that you should make yourself busy to improve your memory, but it does suggest that if you've got a busy lifestyle, don't worry about it, because it's likely to be associated with cognitive improvement and maintaining a healthy brain function. All right, this item is sent to me by one of my good colleagues, Vlad. Vlad's a doctor in New Jersey. Hope he's listening. He always sends me interesting articles, and I invite you to send me interesting articles. Get my attention. I'll read your article on the air. This is a study in a major journal entitled Nutritional Supplementation to Reduce Child Aggression. You know, child aggression, big problem. They're children who are explosively aggressive. Often they're diagnosed with bipolar disorder. They have ODD. There's a name for it. Like just like ADD, attention deficit disorder, this is called ODD, oppositional defiant disorder. Just kids who won't listen. They kick and scream and fight. And sometimes they are a menace. They can be violent. They can literally scare their parents. So this study is about nutritional supplementation to reduce child aggression. And what they found was, well, let's tell you how the experiment was set up. The study was designed to test the hypothesis that nutritional supplementation of omega-3 fatty acids, multivitamins, and minerals for 3 months, with or without cognitive behavioral therapy, will reduce childhood aggression. So they divided the kids up into several groups. These kids were 11 to 12 years of age. And that's an age where, man, kids, they can be a handful, right? Some of you, you may know about this. A nutrition-only group, a cognitive behavioral therapy-only group, a nutrition plus cognitive behavioral therapy group, and then a control group where they got neither nutrition or cognitive behavioral therapy. So four groups. And what they found was quite interesting. Children in the nutrition-only group showed improved behavior compared to controls at 3 months. But the kids who did the best of all were the nutrition plus cognitive behavioral therapy group. They got, you know, the psychological intervention plus the nutrition, and they scored better on behavior than the control group. Well, we already knew that because just the nutrition alone without the cognitive behavioral therapy worked really well. But they did better than the ones who just got cognitive behavioral therapy. So combining nutrition plus cognitive behavioral therapy produced a major dent in their aggressive behaviors, acting out, violence, verbalization, defiance, and opposition. And so this is an area, unfortunately, too often ignored in our medication-fixated approach to kids' psychological problems. We tend to medicate before we educate parents about the importance of diet, the importance of certain supplements. Remember, the supplements used here were simple multivitamin, mineral, and omega-3 fatty acid supplements. They made a difference in these kids' behaviors. 888-302-3684 is our number. We invite you to call us, and should you not call, we got plenty to talk about this hour. When we return, we're going to talk about the top foods that help prevent chronic inflammation. that contributes to many leading causes of death. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Inflammation, it is the common cause of a wide variety of illnesses, not just aches and pains, arthritis. But inflammation can affect the arteries, causing cardiovascular disease. Inflammation can affect the brain, causing neurological problems, ultimately cognitive decline, Alzheimer's. It can affect even the risk of cancer. Chronic inflammation has been implicated as the cause of many cancers. So we want an anti-inflammatory diet. Many Americans are consuming a pro-inflammatory diet, rich in poor quality fats from junk food, rich in sugar, which is definitely pro-inflammatory, bereft of protective nutrients. So researchers at the University of Liverpool tried to identify the top foods that can help fight the risk of chronic inflammation. And here's what they came up with. The research performed at the University of Liverpool Institute of Aging and Chronic Disease assessed different polyphenols. Polyphenols are found in fruits, vegetables, and spices, and they protect against age-related inflammation and chronic diseases. So which are the top ones, according to that study? Dr. Sean Richardson says, the results of our study suggest that polyphenols derived from onions, turmeric, red grapes, green tea, and acai berries may help reduce the release of pro-inflammatory mediators in people at risk of chronic inflammation. Now, I'm pretty sure that doesn't preclude other healthy fruits and vegetables, things like pomegranates, right? You know, so a lot of beneficial polyphenols out there, but the in terms of the top-rated ones, they were onions, turmeric, and you can get the anti-inflammatory benefits of turmeric from curcumin supplements. We like a supplement called Mariva at the Hoffman Center. Red grapes, which contain, of course, resveratrol, which you can also get in supplement form. Green tea, say you like me, you don't like green tea, I don't drink it very much, you can take EGCG supplements. And acai, which is one of those fatty things out there that purports to be high in antioxidants, did score highly in this particular rating system of beneficial polyphenols that fight inflammation. Okay, let's talk to Bob in Manhattan. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hey, Bob.
Hi. I had a question about L-carnosine and L-carnitine.
Yep.
I take a lot of supplements in the morning, and so it's a lot of pills, and I'm looking to cut back, and I've been taking both of these. I'm wondering if you'd recommend one over the other, none, or something that combines them?
Well, to some extent, it depends on your goals. I mean, what are you looking? Are you looking to treat any particular condition, or are you looking for sort of a general anti-aging supplement?
Yes, I'm just trying to stay healthy.
Okay. Carnosine, C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E, is one of those sort of orphan supplements. It's a supplement that has been around for a long time, for almost as many years as I've been in practice. And it's highly concentrated in muscle and brain tissues. And the research on it is a little bit stalled, in my opinion. It's not really, they're not making great inroads in terms of discovering the benefits of carnosine. Like carnitine, it's actually got the same root word in it, which is carn, meaning flesh. And that's because it's prevalent in animal protein. A vegetarian or vegan diet provides less carnitine or carnosine. So, you know, that might be a good supplement for somebody who's a strict vegan. There's some studies that suggest that it may have anti-aging effects. It may help to reduce telomere shortening. So it also may have benefits in terms of reducing glycation, which is that process by which sugars in the body combine with our proteins and damage them, causing ages, advanced glycation end products. But I have to say that lately I haven't heard too much in terms of new research on the benefits of carnosine. There's some suggestion that if you use carnosine eye drops, if you have cataracts, that you can help to slow the progression of the cataracts or reverse the cataracts entirely. I'm not even sure if that's true or if that's been really demonstrated with good scientific evidence. There is far more evidence on carnitine, however. Carnitine, pretty clearly important in helping our body to utilize fat as a fuel. And there's actually many things that carnitine seems to be helpful for. It's helpful for people with renal disease. It's helpful for certain types of fatigue conditions. Acetyl-L-carnitine, which is a type of carnitine that may cross the blood-brain barrier better, seems to be associated with prevention of cognitive decline. So I guess I would place my bets on carnitine, if I were you, if you want to, you know, look, some point you got to do what's called triage. You got to decide, you know, what to throw out of the lifeboat if the lifeboat is sinking, you being the lifeboat who's consuming too many supplements. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There's so many good
thank
things out
much.
There, you could take everything under the sun.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thanks
for your,
again.
Thank you for your call.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Good call on the subject of carnitine. And hey, you know, that may prompt me to do a review of those. I've been doing reviews of nutritional supplements. We covered DIM, which is diindolmethane. DIM, a versatile supplement that can help with estrogen dominance, that can help prevent prostate and breast cancer, may play a role even in the treatment of prostate and breast cancer, and has a variety of benefits. Okay, here's an item. If you're exercising, and I am, and you're allergic, say you're out there running, you know, there's a lot of springtime allergens out there, you're sneezing and wheezing, you take an antihistamine, right? Well, here's a study that suggests that popular allergy medicines can affect your muscle gains. Over-the-counter antihistamines may hamper your muscle recovery after exercise, a new study from the University of Oregon suggests. An hour before a 60-minute strength training workout, the participants took strong doses of Allegra, or Zantac. Zantac actually used to treat heartburn, but sometimes helpful for allergies. After they completed their workout, the researchers tested the muscles of the athletes to gauge their recovery. And what they found is there was a definite impairment in the genes that govern muscle recovery. So you're working out, you take an allergy medication, think twice because it may impair your recovery. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us this hour. Please join us again for hour 2 of Intelligent Medicine. We invite you to call us 888-302-3684.